back here on In Focus. Brandon Peoples joined here by Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram here. A lot of stuff going on here, getting ready for the holiday, and then after that, it's nonstop really for you guys.
You bet, nonstop. Even during the break at Christmas, we're going to be having that leadership training seminar, so it just keeps moving. And really, some of those special events we try to have during the breaks, because that way there's more parking on campus, more room. We don't have to schedule around classes, so it works well for us. But that means we stay busy, but that's we enjoy doing it, so it's awesome.
Let's talk a little bit about some more special events here. What's Timothy Days?
Timothy Days is really our most significant recruiting event for students to come to MCC. And it's patterned on Timothy in the New Testament, where Paul was the one who encouraged him in ministry and even wrote some letters to him in 1 and 2 Timothy. And so we have named that event, and it's really a scholarship that students are applying for, our Timothy Days Scholarship. And it's the largest scholarship that we give away. And it is an event where we have two different weekends, January 27th and 28th, and March 2nd and 3rd will be the two weekends that we have. One of those is a Saturday-Sunday. The other one is a Sunday-Monday to give people some variety of time, what might work best in their schedule. And it is really an opportunity for other people to say, here's a young person I see that has a lot of promise, and I would love to recommend them for this scholarship. You have to be recommended to receive it. Any senior who stepped up, made a difference in the youth group, the school, the community, people can nominate for our Timothy Day Scholarship. And when they come in for that weekend, they interview. They go through several interviews. We obviously have workshops on financial aid and all of the above that would help them in their college transition. But it's really ultimate about that that scholarship, and it totals over $31,000. So a student who would receive that receives $31,000 in scholarship. And it's a really a unique thing, because their freshman year they receive $5,000. Their sophomore year they receive half tuition. Their junior year is three-quarter tuition. And their senior year their tuition is free. And so these students who have proven that they're leaders, proven that they're difference makers, that's really the young people we would love to have. And it's an opportunity for them to come on our campus. We have a speaker, a worship time. We have an activities fair so they can see what all MCC's campus is all about, the student clubs, the student organizations, and it's really an opportunity for them to experience MCC. And so we would love people to nominate young people that they see in their church, again, at their school. They may see in a community organization that they think would be a great fit. Every student who comes receives a $500 scholarship just for being nominated and attended. If they get nominated and attend, they get that. And so, again, January 27 or 28, March 2nd and 3rd, you know, the next step is to be nominated, and they can be nominated online, or somebody could call us, 539-3571, and turn in that student's name, and then we follow up with them to say they've been nominated. We've had anywhere from 70 to 100 young people attend these two events total, and it's a great opportunity for them to see MCC, experience it, and to apply for a great scholarship opportunity. So we want to put that out there and encourage the people of Manhattan and everybody in the listening area with K-Man to, if they know of that young person, we'd love to have their name, because we need and want the best and the brightest who can make an impact in the world. So we'd love people to turn in some names for us to consider.
Boy, no kidding. $31,000, that's great.
It's a chunk of money, especially that senior year when it's full free tuition.
You bet.
This year, that's about $15,000, so pretty special.
Yeah, absolutely. Women's World, that's another event you have coming up.
Yeah, you're learning about all kind of things at MCC this morning, aren't you? Because you're in our big event time right here in this next couple of months. Women's World is an event that we've had for 42 years. It's been an annual event that continues just to be a very outstanding event. You know, many people ask the question, you know, how many years are you going to hold this? Are you ever going to quit it? Well, right now, when you have anywhere from 600 to 800 ladies regularly attend and talk about how positive it is, I don't see that anywhere in the near future, because it does have an impact, not only on them, but also on the school. It's our 42nd annual, February 22nd to 23rd. We hold it up at the Kansas State Union, because they have that upper floor that helps us have all the workshops that we have, this main sessions that we have, and it just works really, really well. Our speaker this year is Amberlee Neese. She's been here before. She is one of those speakers who will have you laughing uncontrollably, and 2 minutes later have you crying, because she just touches your heart in so many wonderful ways. And we just love having her on campus. My wife and I love personally spending time with her. She's just an outstanding lady. She's from Prescott, Arizona. She's coming in to speak on the theme, Everyday Heroes, that we need people in our world who are everyday heroes, who really reach out and make a difference. It's based on Colossians 3:12. So those who have been chosen of God, listen to these words, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We need a little bit more of that in our world, especially coming out of this last election season.
Yeah.
A little compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And we would love to have ladies come and be a part of that and enjoy the weekend. The registration is $80. Hold your spot. That's early bird. If you respond early, you get that price. Later on, that price will go up on January 31st. It goes up a little bit. But for more information, they can go on our webpage, mccks.edu. They can click on the link and can register right online. So we would love to have student ladies consider bringing their friends, bringing their sisters, bringing their families. We have from about anywhere from 10 to 15 states every year where people come in because sisters bring sisters, friends bring friends. We have some of our alumni bring some of their fellow alumni that they went to school with, and just a wonderful weekend. So we encourage people. It will run from Friday afternoon about 4:30 till Saturday afternoon about 4 o'clock. And so it's about a 24-hour period that I think will really bless everybody that comes. And so we encourage people to come. They take up an offering, and we have an endowed scholarship at the school that's from the Women's World. But then every year the offering, which is about anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000, is given away to students as well. So it's a wonderful way to really impact MCC while you're also blessed. So we encourage people to be a part of it.
Awesome. Let's talk a little bit about your non-traditional program you offer there.
You bet. We've had our LEAD program for a number of years, since the middle 90s, and we offer two degree completion format degrees, management and ethics and biblical leadership. We're in the middle of changing that right now a little bit, calling it a non-traditional program, and it will be I want everybody to be listening in the future, because here in the very short order, we're going to be promoting that new name, that new focus, and it's going to be offering classes online plus in the classroom. It's an online plus program, and so people will be able to have some really unique ways through technology and participating in that degree. Sarah Diamond lives here locally, and she's our recruiter, so people can call the school, 539-3571, and ask for Sarah. She also works another job, so they may have to leave a voicemail, but I know she'll follow up with them very quickly. But anyone who needs to complete their degree or even just get some classes in the Bible or leadership, we would love to have them be a part of that program. And they can go full-time, part-time, but usually going one night a week, doing a class every 8 weeks, they can complete a degree in about 2 years. So great opportunity, and would love people to be a part of that program.
Yeah, that's very convenient. So.
Yeah, it is.
Excellent. Lastly here, I have you got basketball in here.
Yeah, we have sports. A lot of people have seen our new activity center and keep asking me everywhere I go, how's that working out? It is working out tremendously. It is just a great thing that we have and a great facility that we have to use on campus. Our Oasis, we're able to hold part of that on our campus because of that. But we have obviously our athletic programs, and we're in men's and women's basketball season right now. Between now and the end of the year, we only have one home game. So I wanted to bring that up and emphasize it. Friday, December 7th, 6 p.m., our men will be playing Baptist Bible College, and we encourage people to come out and watch them. A lot of great athletes, a lot of great young men. It's a lot of fun. And the price is right, so it's free to get into the events. And so we encourage people to come and enjoy watching some good basketball and a little less traffic, a little less parking, a little less seating issues, and enjoy what goes on in that facility.
Excellent. What league are they in? I'm just curious.
We're a part of the Midwest Christian College Conference, which is a part of the National Christian College Athletic Association in 2C, 2As, not just 1C, 2As, but 2Cs, 2As, and really great opportunity for our students. We are Division II, so that means we're a non-scholarship school. Division I schools give away athletic scholarships. We don't give away any athletic scholarships. All of our scholarships are academically based or service-based, awarded on that. And so, you know, these athletes who come here are just young men and women who want to make a difference and still play sports, and they really put their heart on the court. So we encourage people to come in the community and support them and help cheer the Thunder on to victory. So we'd love to have them.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Kevin, appreciate you being on the program here. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you. Great to meet you.
All right. Again, Kevin Ingram, president of Manhattan Christian College, our guest here on In Focus. Also, a thank you to Downtown Manhattan Executive Director Gina Scruggs and Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson joining us here. Don't forget all the fun events coming up in Downtown Manhattan this weekend.
Good work today, guys. If you missed any of this episode, you can check it out on our website, newsradiokman.com. Head on down to the on-demand section and look for In Focus. Coming up next, we're going to have some Clark Howard. Then coming up at, I believe it is, let me check here, my calendar, 12:45, K-State Volleyball. Stay tuned for that. We'll be here with you for the rest of the morning, providing you with some updates in the meantime. That's it for us today here. Stay tuned. CBS is coming up just next.
State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. News on the hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Jim Taylor. Hit the road, Jack.
Oh, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. All the people that don't know how to travel are here today.
He's at Boston's Logan Airport, among the millions riding.